You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show for August 14th, 2016. Today, Mike Yu is sponsoring the show, and I'm your host, Abe Froman. This was a live show. It was broadcast on YouTube on Sunday night. Don't you wish you could listen to live shows? Don't you wish there was just some way for you to do that, for you to actually catch a live show when it happens live? Wouldn't that be great? Well, I don't know what to tell you. There's no schedule, and I really don't want to be on a schedule, so you just have to watch the Twitter. I almost always announce the live shows on Twitter. Another option would be to set up your YouTube to notify you whenever I start streaming, but you don't want to count on that. I don't always use YouTube. Use the Twitter, twitter.com/phonelosers, and set it up so you're notified with some sort of alert whenever I tweet. Only when I tweet, you don't care about the other people tweeting, just me. And that way you will know every single time a live show happens. It'll be amazing. It'll be like we're living in the future. If you're interested in watching the video version of this show, there is a show with full video. You just have to be a subscriber on patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/skype. It's only $5 a month. Don't try to find the videos if you're just a $1 a month subscriber or a $3 a month subscriber. You're nothing but a hobo and you don't deserve to see the video versions of the live shows. But if you are a subscriber of at least $5 a month, be sure to look in the show notes on phonelosers.org or look on the Patreon for the video version of the show. There, that should entice everyone. Okay, let's get to the live show. Here it is. So hey everyone, I'm doing a Sunday night show for some reason. So what else am I going to do? I'm going to be calling homeowners tonight. Hopefully this is a good list. Let's see, who sent this to me? I got this list from Freak Show Steven from the Discord chat, is what he says. He says, I found this huge homeowners association list for you. This Excel file contains names, addresses, landlines, lake house, cell phones for everyone, about 293 numbers. But I'm going to waste it on a short show tonight and just call, you know, a tiny fraction of those people. Those 293 people. It's going to be fun. So that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to be calling homeowners.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Steven. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
That's
How about
good.
You?
That's good to hear. I'm pretty good. You know, just hanging in there, taking it one day at a time. Stuff like that.
Yep.
Just baby steps. Spending my money one loaf of bread at a time. Just.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you got to do it. If you want to survive out there, you just got to do it. Just got to go out there and do it. Do it. Just do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm just calling to let you know that we're having a problem with your house. You kept parking cars out in front, like too many cars. You're not allowed to park that many cars, like out in front of your house like that.
Are you sure that they're actually vehicles that are associated with us? Because the only 2 days this year that we've had additional vehicles up there with us is over the 4th of July weekend. So there was a complaint around the 4th that would be associated.
Ongoing thing with you guys. Always a complaint with you, and we're just to be frank, we're just sick of it. Just totally sick of it. We need you to cut it out. Stop putting a bunch of cars out there, making this neighborhood look like hobos. It's ridiculous. You know, just be like everyone else and don't load up the entire street with cars. Like we're rednecks or something.
I'd like who are you? You're Steven who with the Property Owners Association?
Yep, with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, the homeowner. Okay.
That's
so,
the one. Yep.
we never park a car out on the street unless it's directly in front of our house.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's okay for you to do that, but just don't have all 800 of your friends do it in front of your house.
We haven't had 800 of our friends. Is the people that are parking in the cul-de-sac and stuff?
Yeah, crowding up the street. They're double parking. I mean, come on, who double parks?
We don't know those people, It's not us.
Well, you better tell us who it was then. That'll get you off the hook. Tell us who it is.
Well, I know that the house next to us.
Really, which
Eric
one?
Eric and
Eric,
the one with the. It'd be the Burmeisters.
Oh, those fucking Burmeisters. I have been waiting to catch them in the act. You know, I've just been waiting to catch them in the act. And now you've done it. We're going to kick them out of the neighborhood. With your testimony and my power here at the Homeowners Association, we're going to fuck those Bernsteins up. You said Bernstein, right?
No, it's the Burmeisters.
Oh, the Burmeisters. Oh, my God. They're even worse. Their shit is pissing me off. Yep.
So. But I think the larger issue that you have is people that live up on the top of the hill.
Oh, it's always the people on the top of the hill. With you.
And
people like you. Go ahead.
You have a very seems negative, intense attitude around this.
It's just because I'm drinking a little bit, that's all. You know, it's the weekend. Gotta let loose a little bit.
Okay.
Yep. So go ahead, tell me your stories.
There's a lot of people that come down to use that beach club. That are, I believe, people that either live on the top of the hill or live on the non-waterfront lots. So,
yep.
And so they're coming down and parking in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
Beach club.
Those motherfuckers. You know what? If I ever saw either of them, like outside of the homeowners, you know, outside of our gates and stuff, outside of our neighborhood, like if I saw him at Walmart or something, I would punch him in the fucking face. I would just go for it. Or if I was holding a soda, he would be the one person that I accidentally spilt my soda. I just spill it all over the front of his shirt. What's he going to do? I'll just say it's an accident. Mm-hmm. If he tries to start any shit, I'll punch him in the face. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hello?
Yep. Nope, I was just listening.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you don't want to piss me off. Because I'll punch you in the face. Just so you know. That's not a threat or anything, but I would totally punch you in the face. If you gave me the wrong attitude or anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Bernsteins.
Yep.
We're going to get rid of them. We're going to get them out of this neighborhood. Going to kick him in
All right.
Okay, all right then.
So I think I've heard your concern.
Yeah.
So
Well, hey, don't patronize me. You're going to do something about the concern. You're going to stop having all your friends park out there. Like we're in a damn trailer park.
Yeah. To circle back.
Looks like you have a bunch.
It's not all my damn friends that are doing that.
Yeah. Well, it's all your drug dealers. So you don't call your drug dealers your friends. Just to kind of cover yourself, just in case? That's what I do.
No, I don't.
I always refer to my drug dealers as my friend.
Yeah.
That way you don't slip up.
So, what are you most frequently buying from your drug dealer? Meth or coke or what's your...
Oh, hey, that's none of your goddamn business. Stay out of my life. Another thing, you can't be dealing drugs on the playground. There's kids there. Come on. I mean, I know it's you and consenting adults and, you know, no big deal, but can you just take it somewhere else besides the playground?
All right. I think I've listened to whatever it is you want to talk about long enough.
Don't get an attitude with me.
I, I can get an attitude with you.
Oh, no, you can't. I'm with the Homeowners Association. I will start levying fines and all kinds of crazy stuff if you start an attitude with me.
I would welcome that if you feel there's a legitimate infraction.
Okay, listen, is there a reason for this call? Did you call me for a reason? What do you need?
You called me.
No, you called me. My phone rang.
No, you called me. I didn't even know who you were until this rang and I picked up.
Yeah, you called me up and you're like, who the fuck is this? I'm like, yeah, it's Steven from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm happy to stop taking your time, so it was nice chatting with you.
Okay, well, next time you call, try to have a reason for it, okay?
Will do.
All right. Thanks, Rustin. Bye, Rustin. All right, he's gone. For half of that call, I could not find his name on this list because I skipped down about 15 spaces and just called this guy. So I was a little confused on that one at first. Yes. Yeah, I agree, Sunshine. He's really good at staying centered. Hank Hill wants me to tell homeowners they are now required to have nuclear fallout shelters. I think that should be a real thing that they do. Okay, hold on. Gonna write that down. Oh, hey, look. I have homeowners' ideas from another show. Acipez wants me to call them and tell them a freeway is gonna be built, and they have to sell to the state. That's from a year ago or something. I don't know. Anyway, so the people that he was complaining about, the Bernsteins, I know it was a different name than that, but that name is not in this list, so I don't know why it wouldn't be. I would love to call the Bernensteins, whatever the hell the name was, and tell them how quickly their neighbors sold them out. But no, guess I can't.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Is this Brad?
Yeah. Why are you calling me at midnight? Something out of my place?
Oh, there's a big problem. Are you sitting down?
Just go ahead.
Are you sitting down? Are you're not standing up? I got to tell you about this problem.
Go ahead. Why are you calling?
I'm calling because I was in your lawn the other night. You know, I was in your backyard, just kind of hanging out, laying in the grass and looking at the stars. Me and my wife.
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
Out in the middle of the backyard. You know, do you get it?
Yes. No, I don't.
No, listen, our first child was conceived in your backyard. My wife got pregnant on your lawn. We're going to have to ask you for child support.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to need some information from you so I can fill out this form, and he's gone. I was looking at old ideas from this list, and Stupid Gloria, she suggested that my wife got pregnant on your lawn. You need to pay child support. So, okay, let's just call the next one. Melkor wants me to say I was on the roof and I fell off, which I've done before, but that sounds kind of fun. Let's just tell people I was on the roof. I fell off. It hurt. Ow. Ow, my arm.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Priscilla.
Yes.
Hey, Priscilla, it's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I was on your roof earlier, and I fell off. And I was just wondering, why'd you have to put the sidewalk where you did? You know? It hurts.
I'm not sure where you are. What were you doing on the roof?
Well, I was kind of on the peak of the roof, like a very top part, and I tripped over my Four Loko can that I had sitting down on the roof. I just tripped on that, and I fell off. So it was really painful, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, I'm sorry that you did that, but I still don't understand why you're on our roof.
Oh, you know, I was just up there just working on some things. Just doing some work.
Oh.
Yep, just you know, this and that. Nothing to worry about.
Oh. You live down the street from us, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, is there any way that maybe you could get your roof lowered so whenever I fall off of it, it's not as far of a fall?
Have you been drinking?
No. Why would you say that? I'm a Christian. No, actually, I'm sorry. I was just kidding around. I was up there installing some cameras. I'm with the Homeowners Association. We're just putting up cameras to keep an eye on everyone. I was just up there putting some cameras up.
Oh.
Yep. So everything's fine. I definitely shouldn't have been installing cameras while I was drinking. So you know what? It's not even your fault. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm not going to sue you this time. All right.
Yeah. So, you sure your name's Roy?
Yep, I'm positive. Roy Gerbel. Yep. So anyway, I have a lot of more people to call, and I should probably get going.
Okay, well, have a good evening.
Okay, what are you up to this evening anyway? What are you doing?
I was in bed.
In bed? It's only, oh my God, what? It's not even that late. It's not even, it's just midnight, or one, or whatever.
No, it's more like 11, isn't it?
No, oh, maybe, I don't know. I'm not very good with time zones.
Are you all alone, or is there someone with you?
Oh, no, it's just me here tonight. Usually I live here with my wife, but she left me last week. She took the kids and just ran out. She's like, Roy, this is the last time you're going to hit me, and you're the last time you're going to hit my kids. And she took off and ran. Yep, you should laugh. Child abuse is hilarious.
Oh, you're quite a storyteller.
Oh, no, it's real. It's true stories.
You want the roof lowered?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't think you'd be in bed. I thought it was early still, so I can let you go.
Okay.
Well,
you have a good evening.
Oh, you too. Hey, when's your birthday?
It's coming up.
What day is it?
This one, yes.
Of this month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, holy crap. Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna call you. No, no, wait. No, I'm just going to sing happy birthday to myself on the 20th.
Okay.
First thing in the morning, I'm going to wake up. Me, happy birthday to Priscilla. Happy birthday to you. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Okay, well, anyway, have sweet dreams.
I'll be 110.
Oh, wow, that's not very old.
No, it's
yeah, yeah.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, it's a pretty good accomplishment. It's all right. It's a mediocre accomplishment. Like, if you were 130, then I'd be impressed.
I don't know if I'll make that.
Are you really 110? All right, anyway, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, bye.
You have a good evening.
I will. You too. Bye, honey.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, I just couldn't do anything mean to her. I don't know why. Stupid fucking conscience.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul, this is Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm here on Redstone, too.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
I was asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was too. I took a nap earlier today. So, yeah, I was on your roof just a little bit ago, and I fell off accidentally. And I kind of sprained my ankle. But, I mean, it's no big deal or anything. I was just hoping that you could tell me you're sorry.
Why were you on my roof?
You know, I was doing some stuff, just doing some work, and I slipped over the edge, like right at the peak. I slipped off the edge. I tripped over something and fell off, and it hurt. Oh my gosh, it hurt. I limped home, but I'm okay. I mean, it's not a big deal. I just was hoping you could say you're sorry, and you did, so I really appreciate it.
Okay, good night.
And also, hey, hello? Paul? Paul, hello, Paul? There was a second part to the story. Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, so my drug dealer, his name is Dave, he fell off the roof too, because he was right next to me, and I reacted, and I grabbed his leg as I was falling, and he fell off too, and he fell on me.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that really hurt. I mean, that was worse than hitting the sidewalk, having, what's his face, laying on top of me. That hurt. Ouch. I think I broke my sternum. Hello? Hello? Paul? 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 Paul, can you hear me? Oh, Paul. Paul hung up for some reason. Oh, what was that? So, I think it was MWCG. The guy with the dumb name. He told me to say my drug dealer was up there with me. So I did. That's what happened. And then a few people have said that I should say that I lost some drugs out in the driveway. That sounds like a great idea. It's always good to involve drugs in your prank calls so that the police definitely get called on you. What could go wrong? I climbed on the roof looking for a Pidgey. Of course I did. Hey, isn't there a meteor shower tonight? That's why I should be on people.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Marilyn?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from down the street. I live on Cardinal, just a little bit down, further, a few houses, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear. Hey, I was on your roof earlier, just setting up for the meteor shower.
Yeah, you were on my roof?
Yeah, setting up my telescope and my snacks and my blanket and everything. And I just needed to let you know. I think some of plywood underneath the shingles. I think you might have a piece of rotting roof up there. Because I was walking around, and when I stepped on this one part, my foot stepped right into it.
You were on our cottage roof.
Yep. Just setting up for the night. And there was just this one piece that's over by a vent. I think there must have been a leak there or something, because I stepped on it and it just caved right in.
Well, it's a metal roof, and who gave you permission to go on a roof?
Oh, nobody. It's public property, you know. It's not a roof. It's not like your yard or anything. So,
Well, are you saying the roof at the clubhouse?
No, your roof, like your house.
Like at 13. One, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cardinal Park.
Yep. You don't have to say it. Jeez. But yeah, my foot just went right in. It really hurt. It was painful.
Well, I'm hard to believe that your foot went through a metal roof, sir.
No, well, no. I think it was corroded from all the seawater. You know? But, you know, it's okay for me to be up there. It's not a big deal. It's community roof access.
Okay. Please tell me, what roof were you on, sir?
Yours. I'm just up there for tonight, because I'm going to look at the meteor shower tonight. It's supposed to start any second now, like 200 meteors per hour, they say. So I've got my telescope.
And were you at, what address were you at?
Well, you said it earlier, something Kearns Court. That's the one, yep. In Wisconsin. Yep.
And where?
You heard me, yep. And anyway, so...
Nope, I didn't hear you, sir.
You know,
I didn't hear you.
On Cardinal Court. Cardinal Court.
Cardinal Court. And you live on Cardinal Court?
Yeah, I live just up the street a little bit. But my roof is... I've got taller houses on either side of me, so I can't really hang out on my own roof. So I jumped up on your roof.
I think you guys... And what city are you in, sir?
In the same city as you. I mean, I'm just down the street from you. Like, you know, it's okay. It's down the street.
No, it's not if you were on my roof and your foot went through it.
Well, I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to be a good neighbor and let you know so you'll know to get that taken care of. Because, I mean, come on, that could be a lawsuit.
But no one gave you permission to be on the roof.
It's community access roof. I live in the neighborhood, so I'm allowed to be up there. And I'm just going to be...
Community access roof on my house roof?
Yes, on your house. I'm just going up there to watch the meteors tonight, and you guys are welcome to come up with me and watch with me if you want. My blanket is fairly big, so you and Dennis can come on out. Just come out on the roof. You're welcome. You can use my blanket and smoke my weed and everything.
Sir, yeah, well, I think you're smoking a lot of weed because I don't think you were on my roof.
Oh, no, definitely, here on Cardinal Court.
I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
If you were in my house, you were trespassing, sir.
It's not trespassing. It's community access.
To my house?
Yeah, it's community. It's a roof. It's not a house. It's the roof. It's above the house. Well, I don't know what planet you're from, but that's how the law works. Durr.
A roof on a house is accessible to anyone, right?
Yes. Have you ever seen Mary Poppins? Those guys are just all over the place with their chimney sweeps.
All right. Who am I talking with?
My name is Roy. I live just down the street from you and Dennis.
I don't know anybody named Roy who lives just down the street.
Well, we're not friends or anything. I'm just your neighbor. I always wave to you guys, though. And if you say I can't come on your roof, you're discriminating against the LGBT community. So, you don't want to do that.
Well,
we'll get some mob mentality justice. Me and the internet.
Well, that's good. Roy, I think you need to talk to my husband if you were on a roof and your foot went through. That sounds like structural damage.
No, I think that you're the wife, so basically you're the secretary, so you give him the message.
I'm not a secretary to my husband, sir.
Oh, then you're a bad wife. You're not being a good wife.
Dennis, would you like to pick up the other phone, please?
Don't do it, Dennis. I gotta go. The meteor shower's starting any second. I gotta get going, ma'am.
Well, there are meteor showers, but if you were on my roof, you're trespassing, so sorry.
Whatever.
If you're trespassing, I could always call the police department.
No, don't do that. I've got two strikes. Don't call the police.
So you're going to have three strikes.
It's community access. The police is going to call you. You know what will probably happen? The police will arrest you for abusing the 911 system.
I don't think so. I know them quite well.
We'll see about that. We'll see who knows the police better when they get here.
Okay. I just think... You should probably talk to my husband about if you were on my roof.
No, I'd rather never talk to your husband, and he'll just think you're crazy.
Well, Roy, I think it's important that you talk to my husband.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, here's my husband, Dennis. Tell him the story about you being on my roof and your foot went through it.
Hello, who's this?
No, who are you?
I'm sorry, what
you're not Roy down the street.
I don't think there's anyone else on the phone. Are you okay, ma'am?
I think there's somebody other on the phone, and I could be even taping this crazy conversation.
Don't tape. I don't give you permission.
Why?
What?
Why?
Marilyn, clear your throat. You sound like a man.
What's happening?
Oh, hello, who's this?
Wilbur, who's this?
You're not Wilbur, you're Dennis. Don't lie to me. Well, I don't know. Your wife called me. I don't know what she wanted. I need to let you guys go. I was asleep. You guys woke me up.
Well, I think you are playing some funny game that I'm not laughing too hard.
Well, I don't know. You were laughing earlier.
Yeah, who are you?
Be quiet, Wilbur. Go back to sleep, Wilbur.
Well, same to you, okay?
Yeah, whatever. Just hang the fuck up. I know this is...
I don't talk to people like that.
I know this is Marilyn just doing a voice. You're just doing an old man impression. You're not fooling anyone, Marilyn. Wilbur, whatever. Whatever. Click. Alright, I hung up. She's just sitting there or something. That was entertaining. Let's call Vincent and Nancy.
Hello?
Hi, Vincent?
Yes.
Hey, Vincent, it's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Okay.
And I was on your roof earlier, and there's a problem. I think there's some rotting wood underneath the shingles, because my foot went right through.
What are you talking about?
I was on your roof earlier tonight. I was setting up for the big night. I was on your roof, setting up my telescope and my blanket and everything, and my supplies. And my foot went right through, right by the vent. I think maybe you had a leak, and there must have been...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there must have been some rot on your roof, is what I'm saying. There must have been a small leak.
Okay, where are you talking about?
On your roof.
I'm in Wisconsin.
Right, yeah, that's where I'm on Eagle Court, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on your roof. On my roof is too low to the ground. I need something that my telescope will fit better, so I'm going to hang out on your roof tonight.
You're not on my roof.
Yeah, no, I'm on your roof. I'm just setting up my telescope earlier. I had to run home to grab something. I'll be back in a little bit. I'm going to watch the meteor shower tonight.
Well, I understand it, but you're not on my roof.
Why do you say that? Are you on the roof?
I have a 525 pitch. You can't be on my roof.
I've got those suction cup knee pads and hand things.
Okay, yeah, and where in just exactly where are you?
Up on the roof. Exactly. You know, on the roof.
I don't know how the hell you could get on my roof.
Look, I just wanted to apologize for what I did.
Well, you know what? It's all a new roof. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, I'm sure
what color is the house that you're on?
I don't know. It's dark out. But anyway, I wanted to apologize because I dropped a go cup down the chimney while I was I was taking a poo.
Is this some kind of practical joke?
Oh no, I don't joke, sir. I'm a Christian.
Well, somebody had said he walked on our roof and put his foot through the roof.
My foot didn't go through the roof. You can just tell that it's rotted underneath, like where the vent is, and you can just tell. I just want to let you know that there's a problem on your roof. You're welcome for that.
Okay. You know what? I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
But unfortunately, I don't have any vents on my roof.
Oh, you have one.
Are you sure you got the right house?
Maybe you just can't see it because you're old. And it's way up here because the pitch is so high.
Okay, very funny. Who am I talking to?
What? No, it's Roy from down the street. I live on Eagle Court also.
What's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel. Actually, Gerbel hyphen who, H-U. I'm married. So anyway, you're welcome for giving you this information. So you know you can take care of it, and it doesn't cause a bunch of rot and mold and stuff underneath your shingles.
Well, you know what? How about this? You said that you're a Christian.
Yep.
That's fine if you're a Christian. What would you be doing on my roof without my permission?
I already told you. I'm going to be watching the meteor shower tonight. There's supposed to be upwards of 200 meteors per hour starting any second now.
I know what the meteors are.
Yeah. Why aren't you up here then?
Because I was in bed. Give me your last name again.
Because why?
Hold on one second.
Okay, hurry up. Hurry the fuck up.
I have to get my glasses.
Yeah, get your glasses so you can hear me better. Hello? Vincent? Hello? Hello?
What's your last name?
Jurbel. Jurbel hyphen who? Hey, I wanted to let you know that your roof, it's going to become a part of our sovereign nation. Because I don't actually am not a U.S. citizen anymore. I've seceded from the Union, and I'm now a part of my own sovereign nation. And your roof is going to be our capital. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
What? Nancy?
Yeah?
Oh, hey, Nancy, I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay, who's this?
It's like you're on speakerphone. I can barely even understand your words. This is Roy down the street, though.
Okay. I don't know Roy street.
Oh, I'm in the blue car. I always wave at you.
I'm sorry?
I always wave at you when I drive by. I'm in the blue car.
Okay. I don't know anybody who's got a blue car.
Well, we don't know each other. I just wave at you. I just wave hello.
Oh, okay.
And then when you turn your back, I flip you off with the finger.
Well, that's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell you that. I'm sorry. That was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the purpose of all this? Well, enough is enough already.
I was just letting Vincent know of a problem that I ran into while I was on your roof. But I need to get going. I have to go get back up on the roof because I'm going to watch the meteor shower tonight.
Okay, the meteor shower was the other night.
Oh, no. It's for four nights straight. It was the most active on Friday night, I think. But it's still going on tonight. Not as many as Friday night, but there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what you're talking about. You're not an archaeologist like I am.
Yeah, archaeologists don't know anything about it.
Oh no, we know everything about the stars. That's what an archaeologist is.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is. What, are you stupid?
No, you're stupid.
Oh, you're stupid. You don't even know. You don't even know anything about the stars. Like a real archaeologist.
You don't know that an archaeologist is not someone who looks at stars.
Oh, archaeologists can look at anything. They can look at anything they want.
Yeah, it's an astronomer.
No, I'm an archaeologist.
Okay, you can be whatever you want to be.
Maybe you're an astronomer, but I believe in God.
Well, that's good. I do too.
Well, not if you're an astronomer.
This makes no sense.
You fucking heathen. You make no sense. Tell me you believe in God and you're an astronomer.
Okay.
Anyway, where'd Vincent go? Me and him were talking and he just disappeared. Did he have to put the man on the phone?
Did he what?
Did he have to go so he could put the man on the phone?
No.
Why'd he put you on then?
Well, because that's exactly what we wanted to do.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I need to get... I need to get going. I need to archaeologize some meteors as they fly down.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Have a nice...
Okay. Go for it.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. All right. She's gone. Whatever. Thanks, Mont Sandwich, for that technical jargon that you threw at me that I could repeat to her so she would believe what I was saying. She didn't seem to really believe anything. Hello? Russell? Jody? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Russell?
Yeah?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy from down the street.
Who?
Roy from down the street. I live on Pierce 2.
Yeah?
And I think I'm under your house right now. I'm in a tunnel. I found a tunnel in my yard, and it leads straight to your house, and I think I'm under the basement right now.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I am. I'm sure of it, because I looked at my GPS, and it's right on top of your house. And I can see your drainage pipe going up into the basement floor.
Mm.
You know?
That's wonderful.
Yep, so...
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm under your house. Why don't you believe me?
Because I put this foundation in myself, and I know there's no fucking tunnels by it.
Yeah, but maybe there was a sinkhole underneath the foundation. And that's...
No, you know, I put the foundation in.
Oh, you don't even know how to do foundation work. You probably just work a desk job somewhere. You don't know how to do construction. You're no carpenter.
I did concrete work for 30 fucking years. What do you think, I just blew off a turnip truck?
Then how did you not notice this secret room underneath your basement, where your basement would be? Because it seems like you would have noticed that if you were a professional like you claim.
Says he lives down the street.
What?
What's his address?
Oh, you said Pierce Road. But he doesn't know Pierce Road stops 50 feet beyond our driveway.
Ah, shit.
So, he don't live on no Pierce Road.
Hey, Russell?
What?
Can you tell Jody shut the fuck up? We're trying to talk. She's interrupting. Just tell her to shut the fuck up. Be like, hey, bitch. Oh, she's gone. Gotta learn how to control your woman, jeez. Fine, Nikki D, I see your idea. I'm copying it, I'm putting it in the notepad, and it may happen any second. We'll see. No promises.
Hello?
Hi, Judith?
Who is this?
It's Roy from down the street. I live here on Peasant Court, too. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Okay. I'm not doing too good. I actually was on your roof earlier, and I fell off and hurt my ankle, and I had to limp home, and oh my gosh, I just wanted to...
Our roof?
Yeah, I was on your roof, and I was getting ready to watch the, you know, the meteor shower tonight. I was setting up my telescope and everything.
You were on our roof?
Yeah, because my roof is too low for stargazing, for meteor shower gazing. So I had to get on your roof, because there's, like, trees and stuff around my house. You don't even have any good trees, so I can see right over. I just got to watch the northeast quadrant of the sky. And you don't have any trees there, so it's perfect. But I just wanted to let you know that I fell off your roof, and maybe you should think about putting some railings up. Hello? That was a nice hang-up. I really enjoyed her hang-up. That was the best hang-up I've ever heard. Let's see. And I was trying to do the lightsaber fight. That's where that one was leading to, but it just didn't happen.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy?
Yeah?
Hey, Nancy. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on Fox Court also.
You're in Fox Court?
Yeah, just down the street. It's Roy. You know me, Roy?
Roy.
Yeah, I was on your
roof. What's your last name?
Jurbel. Hey, I was on your roof a little bit ago, like maybe an hour ago, and I fell off. And it hurt. Ouch.
You were on the roof? On whose roof?
On your roof. I was setting up for the meteor shower tonight. There's going to be a meteor shower. Tonight's the last night you can watch.
Anywhere on the garage roof or the house roof?
The house roof. And I was way up there on the...
It's not ours anymore.
What do you mean it's not yours anymore? You guys are living in the...
That.
You're living in the garage?
No, we're living in Reedsburg.
Oh, you don't live on Fox Court?
Well, we still have the building.
Well, do you rent it out to someone?
No.
What
we go there during the day.
Oh, you have like two houses?
Yeah.
Well, that seems weird.
Well, we have...
Why don't you,
I don't understand what a house you're in, Roy.
Why don't you let homeless people, like, stay there or something? You don't need to have two houses.
Why?
I don't know. Would Jesus have two houses while people are homeless?
I know people that have three houses.
Oh, wow. Do they let homeless people live in the two that they're not living in?
I don't know.
I hope they do. If they don't, they're big jerks.
Probably.
Yeah. Anyway,
so you really fell off the roof?
Yeah, I was up on the very peak of the roof, and I just fell right off, like right off the side, because me and Chad, we were having a lightsaber fight. You know, like the Star Wars lightsaber things?
Yeah.
Yep, and Chad got me real good right in the stomach, and I just fell off the roof. It hurt.
Well, that's pretty funny, but I hope you're not hurt too bad.
Yeah, well, it's not that funny. I mean, it hurt my ankle. So I was thinking maybe you should install some railings up there on the roof so people don't fall off like that.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Yeah. That's not our house, so I'll talk to the guy that owns the house now and tell him.
You said you owned it, so now you don't even own it?
Why are you so interested in what I own?
Well, you brought it up. You're the one that brought it up. I just thought it was weird that you said you own the house, but now you say you don't own the house. I'm not going to sue you, I promise. You don't have to pretend you don't own the house.
I don't know what your idea is or what your...
Well, anyway...
Why are you calling me so late?
Well, I was hoping to talk to Tom. Is he around? Can I talk to him real quick?
To Tom? Who's Tom?
Tom. Just wake him up. Wake up Tom. I got to talk to Tom.
I don't know who Tom is.
Yes, you do. Come on.
No, I don't.
Quit playing around. Put him on the phone.
I know some Toms. You want to talk to the dog?
Yeah, could you put the dog on real quick? What's the dog's name?
She's sleeping right now.
Oh, what's the dog's name?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, come on. No, you didn't. What's the dog's name?
Yeah, I did. Okay. Where are you right now?
I'm at my house, but I'm heading over soon. I'm going to go get on the roof again and hopefully watch the meteor shower. Can you just put the dog on the phone real quick, though? I just really need to talk to
the dog. No, she's sleeping. I don't want to wake her.
Oh, come on. It's a dog. The dog doesn't care. She'll go right back to sleep.
Why don't you go to sleep?
Why don't you go to sleep, motherfucker?
Sure, I was.
Well, fine. Well, why don't you just hang up then? Let's just hang up. Let's just forget this ever happened.
Why should I? This is very interesting.
Oh, maybe to you, not to me.
Well, then why did you call me?
I was just letting you know I fell off your roof, and maybe you should put some railings up.
Where do you live?
I'm here on the same street, just a little farther down. There's a few houses.
Who's your neighbor?
You are.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not your neighbor.
Okay.
I know the people on Main Street.
Well, good. Hang up then. See if I care.
Well, you can hang up if you'd like.
No, I can't hang up from this side. The phone system doesn't allow me to hang up.
I don't like to be rude.
XYZ set it up. It's fucking bullshit. So just yeah, you're going to have to hang up for me. Just hang up the phone.
Well, I think you're pretty funny.
Oh, thanks. Okay, bye. Here, let me hang up with her.
Hello?
Hi, Carol?
Yes.
Hey, Carol, it's Roy from down the street.
Okay.
Yeah, you know me, right? You always wave at me when I drive by in my blue car.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I found a tunnel in my backyard under the shed. And I've gone into the tunnel, and I think it's under. It leads to under your house, under your basement.
Really?
Yep. So I was wondering, do you think you could just run down to the basement? I'm gonna bang on the floor just to see if you can hear me. I'm just trying to figure out where I am. And GPS says I'm right in your basement.
Okay.
Yeah, just run down there quick. Just real quick while you're on the phone. I just need to make sure.
Just a minute.
Okay.
What was your name again?
It's Roy from down the street. I'm a friend of Chuck's.
Okay.
So it's okay. You can do whatever I say. I'm a friend of Chuck's.
Hello.
Hello, Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck, this is Roy from down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, I found this tunnel in my backyard after a sinkhole opened up. And the tunnel, it leads underneath your house. And it looks like you have...
underneath.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you have about 4 sub-basements underneath your regular basement. Your house goes down about 4 more stories.
Mm-hmm.
So you have approximately an extra 20,000 square feet in your apartment, in your house now.
Wow.
Yep, it's pretty amazing.
I'll take a look, thanks.
Okay, but listen, I'm going to need you to pay me to, I'm going to annex your basement. I got to cut some holes and build some stairs and stuff. It's going to take a lot of work to get all this set up.
I'll take a look at it first.
Oh, no, I'm working on it right now. Can you come down to the basement real quick?
Uh-huh.
Lots of good party space down here.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
All right, well, put Carol back on the phone real quick. Oh, I thought he was going to put Carol back on. Damn it.
This is Chuck.
And this is Carol.
Aww.
Sorry we couldn't take the message.
That was so cute.
We'll return your call as soon as possible. Please leave the time.
Everybody hold your ears.
And your number.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, Jan? Jan?
There's no Dan.
No, Jan. Don and Jan.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I have a question. I'm a neighbor of yours. I live over on Canary Court.
On what court?
Canary Court. Just in the same neighborhood.
At Redstone.
Yeah, yeah, you live on Redstone. I live on Canary Court.
Okay.
Anyway, I was just wanting to find out, I have a question for you. Ma'am, hello?
Yes. Do you know what time it is?
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. It's 12:45.
Yeah, what do a lot of people do at that time of day?
I don't know. It looks like you answer the phone. Anyway, I used to live in your house, believe it or not. Like when I was a teenager.
Okay.
I used to live right in the same house as you. I bet you I have the same bedroom that you're in.
Okay.
But when I lived there, I hid a bunch of pornography magazines in the floorboard. And I was hoping that I could get those back. So can you check real quick? Can you lift up the corner?
No, I can't. Goodbye.
Just the corner of the carpet over by the window? You know? Ma'am? Come on. Oh, God, Nikki D, your ideas suck so bad. Look what you did. You made her hang up. You big jerk. You made her hang up her 1962 Western Electric that seems to be failing or something. Oh. Their line's busy. They're on their AOL right now. They're surfing the web. That's too bad. We're just going to have to call Richard and Barbara.
Hello?
Barbara?
Yes?
Hey, Barbara. It's Roy. I live down the street from you. I live over on Canary Court. I'm your neighbor.
Okay.
Hey, I used to live in your house, believe it or not. There on Fox Court?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Why are you calling at this hour?
Well, I was getting to that. If you'll not bite my head off, I can tell you. Are you ready?
What?
So when I lived there, in the master bedroom, that's where I stayed, I had a huge pornography collection that I hid under the floorboards. Did that make you hang up, Barbara? Hello? Shit. I'm never going to get my pornography collection back. Damn it. Okay, oh, Amanda, he says, you used to live there. You want to excavate all of your dead pets to move them to your yard. So you're digging holes tomorrow at 6 a.m. sharp. Oh, so that just totally blows Nikki D's idea out of the water. Nikki D and his dumb idea. So I'm going to try that one next. Oh, shit. What am I calling? Oh, there it is.
Hello?
Hi, Sandy?
Yes.
Hey, Sandy, it's Roy. I live here in your neighborhood over on Canary Court.
Okay.
And I actually used to live in your house there on Redstone. And,
We built it.
Oh, no. Well, no, I know, but before there was a different house that was there, and I lived in that house. But the point is, I buried a lot of pets in your yard, and I'm going to come and get them back, because I want to move them to my lawn since I bought my own house.
So where are these pets located?
They're in your yard. I know exactly where they are. I wrote down the GPS coordinates when I was a kid back in the 1980s.
I don't think you'll be putting holes in the yard.
Well, no, I'll fill the holes back up. I just need to get my pets out. I have three dead cats, one dog. I have a bird. I think it was a cockatiel. I actually have a turtle. And a few gerbils and hamsters.
You know.
Yeah, well.
I think you're telling me a story. I don't believe any of this.
A story? What are you talking about? Have you ever read that book by Stephen King, Pet Sematary?
No, and I don't care to.
Oh.
There wasn't a house on this property prior to us building. This was an empty lot. Woods.
Yeah. It was empty.
There were no other buildings.
Oh, you just don't know the history of this neighborhood. I don't think where'd you live before? Like,
yes,
in California or something?
No, but I'm not going to talk about this any longer.
Okay. I have a question, though. Can I ask another question?
I can only imagine. What?
I wanted to know could I just please borrow a razor to shave my pubic hair? Because I live over on Canary Court. And
you know,
it's
why don't you use it to just slit your wrist or neck?
My, what? That would kill me. That would hurt. That would. You shouldn't tell me to do that. That's not nice. Don't you feel bad saying something like that? I would feel like a huge dick if I told someone to slit their wrists. Holy shit, you guys. Well, thanks a lot, Jake. That call was going perfectly, and then Jake had to give me that suggestion. Jeez. Okay, so I'm gonna take a break, you guys. We're gonna take a quick break. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do synchronized pooping. Right now, I would like everyone to just stop what you're doing. We're all gonna go poop together. So. I don't know, I'm going to play maybe three songs. I think three songs would be a good pooping time. That'd be like 10 minutes or so. I'm in like a brain stew.
Stadium and Cobain's cranium. I feel Wembley Stadium. A worm's beating twice shy, call it pyromania. When I roll up in Kashyyyk, I roll three Jedi deep. The fleet of peace that I creep, all got vests underneath. There's no need to believe in the heat that I keep. The squares that I all the heiresses are freak. It's embarrassing to me, I'm like kerosene it seems. R-D-R-E-W-B with incendiary schemes. Blowing up, making cream, I am just like Howard Dean. When I scream, I get red, I get mean. Can't believe you be buying what I be shucking and jiving. Fuck it if I am an expert thing with promotional tie-ins. I am just a cartoon making rapper, you think that I'm lying. Everybody bust a move like it is at Raven Zion. Myself aggrandizing and deprecation keeps in guessing. Call me Venus Flytrap cause my DJ's Howard Hespin. Word em up, yo, word em up, yo. I just let the rap game out of a cup, ho.
Okay, let's do a few more things before I quit. That was some of the best synchronized pooping I've ever done in my entire life. So amazing. Thanks, everyone, for participating. It was the best. Let's see. Oh, hello. Hi, John and Bet.
Yes?
Oh, hey, I didn't hear you say hello. That was weird. This is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
We're doing fine.
That's good. Yeah, I just needed to find out, can I borrow a razor? Because it's too late. The store's closed already. And I'm not...
We're both in...
Huh?
We're both in bed.
I know. Just if you could just grab a razor and just leave it on your porch. Because the store's closed, the one that's nearby. And I am not okay to drive. I can't go all the way over to 7-Eleven tonight. I can't get another DUI. So.
Well, I'll just put it outside in front of the door.
Can you put it on the second step?
I'll leave it in front of the door. I don't want to walk in outside.
Well, yeah, it's okay. Nobody's out there. They're not going
to
see you.
It's all right. I'm not going to.
I want you to put it on the second step, but. I wonder if she's going to do it now. Now I don't even know because she hung up on me. Shit. Space Monkey wants me to say I woke up to poop. I need to borrow some TP from him. I wonder if I can get someone to bring TP over to my house. That's what I should do. Get some TP to my house. Prank TZ wants me to ask if I can use their home as a safe place. That's a good idea. Mont Sandwich wants me to call and apologize for waking them up. That's a great idea.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm over on Blackbird Court.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to apologize for calling so late and possibly waking you up. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I got to get up at like 3:30.
Oh, I feel so terrible now. I just wanted to call and apologize.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Michigan. I got to go to Michigan.
Michigan? Holy crap, that's far away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just wanted to apologize. That's all I'm calling for. I just wanted to call and apologize for waking you up.
What's going on?
That's it. I just needed to call and apologize for waking you up. I feel bad, especially since you told me that.
Yeah, but why did you call?
To apologize, to let you know that I'm really sorry for... calling so late. I shouldn't be calling this late. I'm really sorry. So, sorry. Whoa, hey, no touch tones. Come on. We're neighbors. Hello? Jim? All right, Jim's gone. And Schmanky wants me to ask him if he accepts my apology. No, I'm not going to do that. I'll do that to the next person. I'll ask them if they accept my apology. Too annoying.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Marty?
Yeah?
Hey, Marty. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Winnebago Court.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to call and apologize for calling so late and possibly waking you up. I didn't wake you, did I?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to call and apologize for that. It won't happen again.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay, well, I'm glad you...
That's fine.
Okay, what? Well, actually, you're what?
Is there a problem or no?
Oh, no, I'm just calling to apologize. What were you getting ready to say, like you're actually, you're what?
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Well, you said actually and then something. What did you mean?
No, I'm just confused.
Okay.
No.
Well, I'm really sorry for calling so late.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'm going to call you back in an hour, though.
Why?
To apologize again, because, I mean...
No, I don't want you to call me back.
Well, I have to. I want to apologize. I think you should know that I'm sorry.
Yeah, where do you live again?
I'm over on Winnebago Court on the 4000 block. Do you accept my apology?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep.
Aw. I was going to ask him to apologize to me. But no, he had to hang up on me.
Hello?
Hi, Nancy?
Yes?
Nancy, it's Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I live kind of around the corner over on Canary Court.
Okay.
I was just wondering, can I borrow a razor? It's like the store's closed, and the store that's close by, they closed at like 11. But I can't drive to the other store. I'm not good to drive tonight. Been drinking. So can I just borrow one razor, please? Aw, come on, Nancy. Let's call her right back. So sick.
Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. Can I just borrow a razor?
No.
Why not? I love the way she said no. That was pretty great. I'm going to leave her alone just for that. That was perfect. It was a perfect way to tell me no.
Hello?
Hi, Karen?
Yes.
Karen, it's Roy down the street. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Thank God you answered. So it's Roy. I live over on Winnebago Court.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you know, you're aware that I'm Native American, right?
No.
Okay, well, I am, and I need an apology from you.
Because?
For taking my land.
Good night, Roy.
No, I want an apology. for some reason, that was hard to do with a straight face. Probably because it's my white guilt. I can't do that one with a straight face.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
Hey, Mary. It's Roy from down the street. I live over on Winnebago.
What street?
I live over on Winnebago.
And
are you sitting down?
My what?
Are you sitting down? I have something to tell you.
Yes.
Oh boy. Thank God you answered.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, you're aware that I'm Native American, right?
No, I don't know you at all.
Okay, well, no, this is Roy down the street. I'm Native American, and I'm just calling to get an apology from you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just need an apology. Just a quick I'm sorry will do some... That'll be fine.
For what?
Well, for taking my land. I'm a Native American.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just an apology. Just say I'm sorry. Ugh, white people. Am I right? They don't want to apologize for anything. Yes, George, she is a confirmed racist because she hung up. So, yes, you are correct. Totally racist lady. I should try and sell people dream catchers. Oh, wow, this person lives on Kit... Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Marcia?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Oh, thank God you answered. Are you sitting down?
What?
Thank God you answered. This is this is Roy from the Homeowners Association. Are you sitting down?
Why?
Because I have something to tell you.
Okay, what?
Okay, okay, first of all, you're aware that I'm Native American, right?
No.
Oh, okay,
I don't know who you are.
I am. Oh, it's Roy down the street. I live over on Mockingbird. Anyway, I just need an apology from you.
Apology?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I'm a Native American, and your people took my land.
Okay.
So just a quick apology, and everything will be fine.
I don't know what this is all about. What?
Just a quick apology, because, you know, your people took my land, and that's all I want, just an apology. Just say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know who you are, and if this isn't funny.
Oh, no, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm a Christian. I just needed to get an apology for...
You know what time it is?
Well, let's see. Yeah, hold on 1 second. It looks like it is approximately 1:33 a.m., according to my cell phone. But I'll be honest, they've been kind of off the last few times I've checked. When I compare their time to the atomic clock time, they're upwards of 41 seconds delayed from the atomic clock. And she hung up. She does not care about my atomic clock problems. Don't know why.
Hello?
Hi, Teresa?
Speaking.
Hey, Teresa, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association. You know, Roy?
No, it's middle of the night.
I know, I wouldn't call if it wasn't important. Oh my God, thank God you answered. Are you sitting down? Hello, Teresa? Teresa? Oh my God, I have the craziest news. Are you sitting down?
Sitting down.
Yeah, I thought she was hanging up. Whatever. Fine.
Hello?
Hi, Howard?
Yes.
Howard, oh my God, thank God you answered. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay, you're aware that I'm Native American, right?
You're talking about the Homeowners Association at...
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, what's happening?
Well, okay, look, I'm a Native American. That's my ethnicity. And I just needed to get an apology from you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just...
For what?
Well, just because I'm a Native American and your people stole my land, so I'm calling everyone in the Homeowners Association that are white and just getting a quick apology. For, you know, kicking my people out of their teepees and...
Well, listen, it's true what you say.
Yes, I know. Thank you for agreeing.
But, you know, that's the way history worked. Look how many countries were taken over by other countries and other nationalities.
Yeah. Sounds like you're just trying to rationalize it and make it seem right.
And you're right, but if that's in your mind and it's bothering you.
Oh, it's not my mind.
Get it out of your head. It's the way it was.
It's a part of history.
It's history. And we can't change it.
I know. I'm not trying to change it. I just want an apology from you.
Well, I didn't do it. It happened long before I came along.
You sort of did it.
And I know. I read a lot of those history books, and you're absolutely right. And it wasn't correct at the time.
Nope.
But I'm 4 or 5 generations beyond that.
Yeah,
and,
but you know,
I don't think I should be apologizing for something somebody else did.
Well, it was basically you. It was your ancestors and stuff. So, I mean, just own up to it and say you're sorry, and it's fine. Everything's fine. Just say you're sorry. You don't need to.
Well, I'm not going
to
do that. But you should be sorry that you woke me up at 1:30 at night.
I don't care if I wake up a racist.
I'm not a racist.
Well, you're... Well,
apparently you are.
Well, no, you're racist.
At this point in time for you to come back and those kind of attitudes and good night,
if you
were,
if you weren't racist, you would apologize to me.
Native American, he wants me to apologize. Quite still on the food.
I love that he was explained. His wife or whatever. Oh, it's busy now. I want to call one more time. Just one more time. Come on. It's the last call. Howard? Howard?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, Helen. I just wanted to tell Howard that I was sorry for waking him up, for calling so late.
Who is this?
It's Roy. I live down the street over on Winnebago.
We don't even know you.
Well, no, you know me. I'm your neighbor. I live on the street. You wave at me and stuff when I drive by. You've waved at me before. But anyway, I just wanted to apologize for calling so late.
Well, what were you calling about?
Well, I was hoping to get an apology from you for, you know, for your people chasing my people off their land.
At this time of the morning?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on. I apologize to you.
Very good.
I apologize to you, so now you have to apologize to me.
No, I don't think so. I don't know where you got our phone number.
Otherwise, you're a bad neighbor. Well, I work for the Homeowners Association, so I have a directory.
Oh, really? Well, yep. We'll talk to them.
I don't want to talk to them. They're not white. They didn't kick me off my land. Damn it. Ah, yes, she's gone. Whatever.
RBCP, this is FICON down from Texas. Quick question. Your archives on the website seem to be down. All the links are screwed up, and I get 404 messages.
I know.
Anyway, keep up the good work. Also, more Yelp check-in calls would be great, unless that's not a thing anymore because Yelp has delayed check-ins or something. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I had no idea that Yelp was delaying their check-ins. Maybe that's why I gave up on them, because it seems like every time I did them, you know, recently, within the past couple of years, it's just kind of a pain in the ass. Nobody's ever there. So that would make sense, if that's a real thing. And I'm sorry the archives are down. They've been down forever. Someday I'll put them back up, and then probably something will happen where they'll all die again. But at least future me tried, I guess, right?
Hello, Mr. Connor. This is Andy Anderson. I'm calling from the city of Paradise Valley. We've been getting reports of you cutting down our camera cacti's and poisons in the back of your... I need to ask you to stop doing that and actually bring back the cacti's that you actually did cut down, or else there'll be a...
Does the sheriff usually say actually this much?
In trillion, million, billion. Stupid Roy fee. And,
okay.
So yeah, that'll be perfect if you guys just bring the... We know where you live.
Get right on that.
Because
all
like,
right.
When you cut down the cactuses, like,
bye.
All the cameras...
Sorry, everyone. It's kind of a long message.
Yeah, motherfucker. You playing games on my phone, and that's why I said I was going to find you. I said I was tracking your number, mm-hmm. And you're just going to think that, oh, yeah, I got my number hidden. I got my number spoofed, masked, and all that shit. Thought that you was going to... you thought I was fucking around saying that I had a tracer, but joke's on you, because now I'm one step closer to finding you.
Shit.
And guess what?
What?
When I do... You're going to be in trouble, man. I got a gun. I call it the preacher. You know why? Because they'll make you see the Lord. Do you hear me? I'm going to find you, motherfucker. I'm going to kill you, you bitch.
Hey, don't break the rules of my voicemail. Threaten lives. That's not nice.
Hey, Brad. It's Barb.
Hey.
I was calling up today to see if I could guess what you do for a living correctly.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So I know you work from home.
Like I'm going to admit to anything.
I know you have clients.
I don't want any trouble.
And I know that you at least know how to edit your website, and you know what subdomains are.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
That stuff's real hard.
So I want to guess, are you a web developer?
No.
Because if you are, that's cool, because I'm a web developer, too, and I also like prank calls.
Oh, we're like twins.
That would be awesome. It would be like we're twins or something. All right,
look,
see you later, Brad.
We even think alike. I'm just old. I was around when the internet was a baby, so you kind of had to know how to make a website back then. And that's why my website looks like it was designed in 1996. Come on, am I a web developer? Look at my website. Everyone's always complaining that it looks like shit.
Hi, Roy.
Hello.
What you doing?
None of your business.
It's the Y2K computer nerd, and I have a real zinger for you.
Oh, great.
What did the officer phone say to the phone that was being interrogated?
I give up.
I need all the facts. Also,
okay, hold on. There we go.
I want to let you know that an Orthodox, devout Catholic such as myself watches your show.
Yay.
Well, that's all I have to say.
Nice.
Bye, honey baby. Sexy
kiss. Bye.
Cactus.
You know I don't allow Catholics.
Hang up the phone.
No, you hang up. I don't allow Catholics to listen to my show. Catholics are a bunch of heathens. In my opinion, they're worse than astronomers.
Hey, Brad. Please ignore my first phone calls. That was a mistake.
Okay.
But cheers to them.
Thanks for mentioning
Pokemon
that.
Go. Is out. You should call people next time you do homeowners issue phone calls. You should tell people that their house is a Pokestop now.
Mm-hmm.
And that due to the fact of the homeowners association rules, they have to let people in for the catch Pokemon at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
And if they turn them down,
too late now,
they have to be kicked out or evicted or something.
Yep.
You should really, the internet is obsessed with Pokemon right now. You should totally represent on your show. Cactus. Bye.
Well, thanks for telling me now that the show's over and I'm playing the voicemail. It's too late. So, thanks for nothing. Also, this voicemail's from 4 weeks ago, and I think the whole Pokemon Go fad is dying down. I don't see shitloads of people out in the streets anymore playing like they used to be. So, I guess I'm just too late.
Hey, Brad, it's Tim again. I know that you mentioned that if you make more money, you'll do the show exclusively and quit your day job.
Yep.
I just got an email from a prince over in Africa that help him recover his fund of $4.2 billion, that he'll give me a cut. So, I'd like to donate. So give me the details. Give me your bank account information, your social.
Okay,
and your pet's first name, and it'll be on your way.
You can't just do it on the Patreon. Okay, whatever. I'll give you a call after I finish this show up. We'll work out some details. But happy days, everyone. I'm getting ready to be rich. I don't know what he's going to donate, but if he's got $4.2 million, he'll probably give at least half of it to me, probably, if he's a listener. I think most of you would do that.
Hey, Brad.
Ah,
it's
Jesus
Crimson.
Christ.
So I find
let me turn my volume way, way down.
I have some new trendy ideas for the next generation of prank call listeners.
Okay.
So here you go. We got hashtags, Game of Thrones, drones, microtransactions.
Let me write this down.
Artificial intelligence, Bitcoin, vaping, the cloud, upload to the cloud and stuff. Millennials, talk about millennials a lot. Yep.
Okay.
Social media, the patriarchy, Betty Wap, the NSA.
What?
Trigger warnings, Uber, Tesla. Self-driving cars.
I hate self-driving
the
cars.
The Brexit. I don't know how you'd fit that one in the Brexit.
Nah, It's
but
over.
SpaceX. And, of course, Drake. He's, kind of a perennial one there. So, I just saw ideas, sitting here brainstorming, thinking of, attracting a new, younger, hip audience.
That's a great idea.
No Plow show.
I'm going to have the...
All right. See you, Brad. Bye-bye.
I'm going to have the youngest, hippest listeners ever with these ideas. I can't wait to get started on these. This is going to make me the talk of MySpace.
Hey, Brad, it's Brent.
Ah, jeez, hold on. Let me turn up the volume a whole bunch because Crimson just called in.
My message is going to be more than 30 seconds, and you can just get over it.
Okay.
I just want to say that I love your show, and that I listen to it all the time.
This voicemail is 40 seconds, so he probably could have avoided going over 30 seconds if he just hadn't said that.
And I need a life, but I'm not going to get one because you're too damn awesome.
Aw, whatever.
I really don't understand why you do Tenants from Hell all the time. You should try to call... You should do... Not call, but you should do a show with Stacy again. I miss Stacy. Stacy is awesome. Okay, Cactus.
He's probably
bye.
Dead by now. Speaking of Game of Thrones, he said Cactus on the end, and it says Katniss. Just like the, that's not Game of Thrones. That's that other one. Never mind. Ignore me. I don't understand modern references. I don't think your ideas are going to work with me, Crimson. It's just weird. It's never said Katniss before. It's always Cactus or Texas. Or Cancer. Doesn't it say Cancer sometimes? I'm talking about the Google voicemail translating feature, transcribing, for those who have no idea what I'm talking about right now. Anyway, I think it's time to end the show and end the voicemails and all that. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And, of course, thank you to Mike Yu for sponsoring the show today. It's Mike Yu's fault that this show was so long. I hate long shows, don't you? So thanks for that, Mike Yu. And everyone, be sure to support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers, phonelosers.org/cactus. I'm desperate, you guys. I haven't been able to afford heroin for like 3 weeks now because not enough people donate. So please, we need to fix this. Please donate to the show and support my drug habit. And that's it for today. Bye, everyone. Here's some music.
This one goes out to all the cuties in the crowd. Walk kitty corner with the itty bitty bob. Telescoping out the window, asking wise while you walk. I stalk the fox box to the party unlocked. Security checks through my eyes, inspected. In the elevator, waiting to get wrecked. Open the door and get fooled by the heat. And you pass a J while they play Paul's Boutique. Get a plastic cup of ice unless you like it neat. All the girls stand up, all the guys take seats. Smoke fills the air, and you're feeling the knees. On your major, on your minor, on the Middle East, the fashista. Hop a drip for the throw with a sister. Let the belt loop, lead you to the liquor with liquor. Smelling better than the bubble gum, scratch your stiff, sip of you lick. Shoot, suck, and duck out, eat, and cook on my dash to a crib. A roomie is a geek, he's playing galaxies, making friends on Tatooine. So I'm climbing up a tree, beers clinging to my teeth. Mr. Window Ledge, hit the hedge, land upon my teeth. Oh, I'm a dome rat, that is the fact, Jack. Look at it, insects, playing with war wax. Hitting all the hundreds at the vending machine. The one hit a trade dinner, all you need's an ID. I say, I'm a dome rat, that is the fact, Jack. Look at it, insects, playing with war wax. Hitting all the hundreds at the vending machine. The one hit a trade dinner, all you need's an ID. Pajama bottoms or a plaid pleated skirts. Everything girls wear make you stare at the dirt. The fireballs, I flirt with y'all. Study hall, do the geek talk. Tell your idol back into your skull, but I'm a freak. Spelled F-O-double-3-K. When you walk on my way, with my pockets at play. I can't say what's your name, care to chat for a bit. It's me, Brian, the guy from the class. Russian lip, care to sit, have a chick, care for some fun dip. Dusty Esky doesn't impress me what you think of that shit. But I don't, I just twitch and I itch in my pants. Play my Game Boy Advance till she finally walk past. I'm at dash to my crib where I get on my blog. I search the spot.com, check it out if you want. That's a steam blowing scene where I reign supreme. Webster's my friend, so I run a messy watch from Ween. It's a mess, I'm off a team. It's a paradise on earth, but in a way it's like a curse faster than a Google search. Just sit here and drink beer while my roommate flirts at some party with some hottie who's all into Fred Durst. It makes my heart burst, and yet I do nothing. Just get on the web and start bitching and fronting. A .com curmudgeon whose love life is suffering. It's the rope of the oven or the hope of unloving. That I'm a lab rat, that is a setback. Shouting my test tubes, crying in restrooms. Storm life burst if you got no place to go. I call my mother every day, I say I wanna go home. I'm a lab rat, that is a setback. Shouting my test tubes, crying in restrooms. Storm life burst if you got no place to go. I call my mother every day, I say I wanna come home.
Well, I think you're smoking a lot of weed because I don't think you were on my roof.